Hi, this is Floyd Strayer. I play the role of Preston Smartley in the show. While we are filming season 2, we will be sharing some behind-the-scenes interviews with the cast members each week, so you can tune in and hear what they have to say about their role in the show. And if you haven't listened to all 8 episodes of season 1, you still can. You can also watch all 8 on Tubi and Plex TV for free.
It's a Smartly sunny day in San Diego. In every single way, ole. It's sunny, but even without any rain, our hearts are all flooded with joy, 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 joy.
Welcome to the Smartly's Meet the Cast podcast. I'm Floyd Strayer, and I play the role of Preston Smartley in the show. The Smartley's TV series is the creation of writer Shelley Smartley and is available to view around the world on Moodbox, Plex, and Tubi TV. Today's spotlight is on cast member Abigail, played by Monica Sarbia. Monica, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Before we talk about your role in the show, tell us who Monica is outside of the Smartly.
Oh my God. Well, I am from Mexico, so I used to be an architect in there. But before I was choosing the career, I want to be in this business. I really love acting. I love all the movies, and I really want to enroll in this, right? But my parents say no. So I need to pick something else, and I pick architect. So I was there during my life. Of course, you always were thinking, oh, what if? Okay, but anyway, so I let it go. I got married, kids, and all that. The destiny brought me to TJ. So, and there, well, for the destiny, I got divorced. And a few years later, I married my husband here in the United States, right? I moved here, and I was in here with no permit to work. So my kids, they started to showing, like, the interest to do this,
yeah,
to acting, to all that, right? So I was thinking, why not? We can try, right? So, well, about myself too, is right now I am working in a whole architect back. Well, here I am now because my license is in Mexico, but I am drafter, so. Right now, I recover a little that part. So, and the other thing is, my mind is always busy. So I need to create in something, right?
Yeah.
Previously, United States, I was doing jewelry too, designing it. And I love photograph, everything. So I am thinking it's only my mind is always running and running to thinking in something else to do. And right, we are here.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, tell us what drew you to audition for the Smartleys in particular.
Well, how I told you before, my children, they was looking for be in this industry, right? I was trying to find them castings to my children. And I say, oh my God, that's the scene I wanted when I was a kid or when I was a teenager, right? So I say, oh no, I know I will be very support mom. So I was trying to find it. So I get involved in all this, but I don't have any connection, not nothing. You're in another country with another language. And then I say, oh my God, how I will do? And of course, in this industry, it's very easy to find this scam, right? Everyone. So I was, oh my God. And I was so scared because they were so little, right?
Yeah.
So I found this casting for my daughter, but they were looking for somebody on my age with my profile. So I said, oh, well, let's do it both, right? I understood. So the best way to help my kids is starting myself, you know?
Right.
And the deeply is something I always wanted.
So, cool.
So I said, okay, let's do it. So that's why I found it, because I was thinking it would be a good thing to do, working like daughter and mother, but my daughter was very shy. She still is. So she don't got, they don't pick her, but they pick me.
Very good. Well, we're really glad to have you. And I think you're a perfect fit for the role. The role is just, it's very unique.
Thank you.
We're going to have to make the people watch it. We'll play a few clips here along the way.
Monica, let's take a listen to a clip from season one.
Time's a trick of imagination. What I wish is now hesitation. Joy, 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 joy.
Letty, I just come back for a comet ride.
Tu mama did an amazing job on the Northern Lights last night. Did you see him?
Oh, Bengalis, you always are so complimentary.
No, down here they don't let us kids watch anything good.
Did you get my clue from the seals?
They went, wah, wah, and I couldn't figure it out, so I asked Dr. Goodell to translate.
No, her. She's too grounded.
For an accurate traduction, you need someone less in touch with reality.
Any news?
Yes, Ma. My strong drum roll, please. Sending Daddy to Chernobyl treatment facility next week.
Well, it's about time.
Mommy, I wish you were here.
Letty, what did I tell you about wishes?
Never wish when a decision will do.
Letty, what's going on in here?
Nothing a decision won't cure.
What?
Daddy, when are you going to decide to be happy again?
I don't know, Letty. Maybe tomorrow.
What is there about your role that you particularly like about your character?
Well, I like the mystery in there. I love when you don't know what's going on, you know? And of course, I love to be the nightmare for my ex. You know, right now, that is the end right now, you know. So I am the nightmare, so I don't let him. But yeah, it's fun to do, you know. It's very fun character.
Monica, here's one of those clips of you interacting with your ex.
Abigail? Letty, go get Nanny.
I knew she couldn't keep a secret forever.
Abigail, I'm sober now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm serious. And I'm not gonna pretend you're dead anymore.
Why not?
I'm done with lying and secrets.
I always knew what something about you I don't like.
Why'd you leave me?
I told you when I left.
Yes, I just want Nanny to hear it in your own words.
Is she a witness? Or a hooker.
Abigail.
I told you I was leaving you for Bengali.
And how did you meet Vengalis?
Your mom hired him as an anti-wedding planner.
Abigail, thank you for at least proving that it wasn't all just a figment of my imagination.
Then why are you talking to yourself? I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Very good. Is there a particular co-star that you enjoy working with, or that you would rather see, that you would like to see more time on screen with?
Well, I got very lucky to be for first time in a production with all the cast is very friendly. So particularly with somebody like, oh, I love you all. So definitely anyone is a great person, really. And
well, thank you.
And yeah, I don't have it my favorite, no.
Well, I thank you. And I agree with you. It is a really great cast to work with. Everybody is so fun to be with and act with. And they all fit their role very, very well. the show's currently filming season two, and I think, yes, you have completed all your scenes for it. How excited are you to see the finished product on the screen?
I love it. I want to see everything when we are working so hard, finally is there, of course.
Well, yeah, I think I'll let the audience know, we don't film our actors together on set. They're all filmed independently, and then we put it together in post. This came from COVID, of course. We were on stage putting with this production, and then we couldn't do that anymore because of COVID. So we started filming each actor independently on green screen and then putting it together, and we're going to keep that format now. And so for each actor, they get to see their part, but sometimes it doesn't even all make sense until we see it all put together.
Exactly. It's a surprise for us too, yes. Of course. You're like, oh, that is us. Oh, okay. Right. Yes. Right. So, yep.
Well, tell us, Monica, do you have any projects outside of the Smartlies that you would like to tell our listeners about?
Before I started with Smartlies, I was with my YouTube channel, Mosa, but it's in Spanish, so you will understand it, maybe.
Well, we have Spanish listeners, I think, so Spanish speaking.
Oh, well, yeah, I started with that. I was giving a little tips on life and all that. I sharing with me my experience, too, about how I see my life, you know? So then I started doing a few things as an extra. So when I was involved in all that, trying to find a work, I asked my husband when was all the COVID, it was very hard to find castings, right? So I asked my husband, oh, take me to LA because there is an opportunity there for being a movie for the 1920s, right? With Brad Pitt. And I said, please take me. So, and I said, he said, okay, I will take you there. And by that time, my husband lost his job. So he was unemployed. So he drove me there and I said, well, you are really here. Why you don't do the casting too? You are not working, right? And he said, oh, okay, perfect. So we need to, our outfit need to be for the 1920s. So they can see how we look by that year. So everything was great. We spent a very good time. That's personal, right? A few weeks later, they called him and not me. Like a what? And he was so happy that he showed me his cell phone. Look. And he was, it was the second time because another show film, I invite him to go with me. They pick him too. Like, really? Why? He has that kind of base, you know. Well, he spent a very good time. He like it, but that is not for him, right? But yeah. So when that happened, and when I was all COVID, it was very hard to find castings. I just started writing. So I have a few it's movies on my mind. So I just started writing it, and we will see how that. Oh, maybe I am better writer than actress. I don't know, or maybe it's both. So we will see.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us, and thanks for joining us today.
And thank you. Thanks for everybody listening here.
Yeah. And that wraps up today's podcast. If you would like to learn more about Monica, who plays Abigail, go to our website, thesmartlys.com. That's thesmartlys.com, and select cast. You can also find links to our TV show, The Smartlys, on Plex and Tubi TV to view for free.
Everybody now, one. 2, 3, 4.
It's a smartly sunny game, stand the A-O. In every single way, ole. It's funny, muddy, and without any rain. Our hearts are
Hi, this is Preston Smartley again. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. If you would like to watch our episodes, you can see them for free on Tubi and Plex TV.